keep in mind that a plant-based diet, which doesn't necessarily have to be vegan or vegetarian, it really just looks like a lot more of those impactful, healthful fruits and vegetables and a lot less of the animal proteins, this diet plan or this dietary lifestyle can provide a lot of health benefits, such as improved blood cholesterol, improved blood sugars, reduced risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and obesity. But like anything else, there's a way to do it well and a way to do it poorly.
So what is the right way to do it?
If you're choosing to do the plant-based diet and you're including the fruits, the vegetables, you're including the legumes, the soy, the nuts and seeds, the vegetable oils, that's how we're going to get all of these health benefits. If you're choosing to do a plant-based diet that happens to be high in refined grains, sugar-sweetened beverages, sweets and desserts, and these things can be plant-based, those are still ultra-processed foods, which really now accounts for half of our daily intake in this country. And we see that linked to problematic health outcomes.
That's kind of my next question. What's the problem with eating all of these highly processed foods?
A recent 2019 cohort study looked at 100,000 or more adults over a five-year period, and the researchers found that even a 10% increase in ultra-processed foods was associated with a higher risk of heart disease and stroke. So these foods that aren't really giving you a lot of nutritional value are actually creating health challenges as it relates to your health and your longevity.
Can you get all of the nutrients that you need solely on a plant-based diet, or do you need to add some supplements?
So a plant-based diet can include small amounts of meat. It can include fish, certainly some dairy. If you choose to go more vegetarian or vegan, as omnivores, meaning we eat plants and meat, you would likely have to supplement, often with a B12, often with an omega-3. That's something that you would check in with a dietitian or a physician just to make sure that you're doing that well, you're not missing anything.
And you know, I always love to ask this question, what's your bottom line best advice if you're considering a plant-based diet?
Not all plant-based choices are equally helpful. A plant-based diet could be highly processed, or it could be done well, looking at whole foods. And so when you're thinking about replacing animal foods with plant foods on your plate, prioritize whole and minimally processed options as the best choices for your health.